He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is February the 3rd. 2014, and this is the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Congratulations to our Seattle listeners, Seattle fans. They're probably not listening this morning. They're still sleeping in after their big victory yesterday. So the KKOL up in Seattle. A lot of happy people up there. Luckily, we don't broadcast in Denver. We used to. I'm sure not too happy this morning. We've got the Dow, which is not too happy either. And it hasn't been happy since the beginning of the year. The Dow is down 85 points again. It's at 15,614. There's been some real damage done here. The S&P 500 is down 10. The S&P 500 is at 1,772. Gone are those lofty 1,800 numbers. The NASDAQ flirting with 4,000 again. It's down 27 points. The NASDAQ is at 4,076. Gold's up a little bit here this morning, but still can't get out of its own way. Scared of its own shadow, $12.49 on gold. Crude oil is at $97.46. We have the 10-year yield continuing to drop as a flight to safety continues into the bond market. The 10-year yield is now at 2.66%. So what gives? Is this a buying opportunity right now? Is this the time to have the pedal to the metal? Is this the time to be totally vigilant right now? Well, we're going to lay out the facts for you this morning. This is Bill Gunderson. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we're going to dissect the market just like we do early in the week, every single week, and just like I do every single weekend when I pore over the facts that I think are pertinent in determining, in taking the temperature of the current market and determining the health of the patient, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, the Dow, the Latin American markets, the Chinese markets, the global markets, the emerging markets, the developed international markets, the bond market, the gold market, commodities. What's working? What's to be avoided? What should be our stance right now? Well, as you know, at the end of last year, beginning of this year, I put up a yellow flag on the market. A red flag would go up if I saw a bear around the corner. I don't see a bear around the corner yet, but I saw enough to frighten me. I thought I heard a bear growling, waking up from a long hibernation. He's been hibernating and sleeping in his cave for 5 years now. And he's starting to rumble a little bit. He's looking for a nice bull to gore in the side and have a nice bull dinner, right? Well, you know what? How much has that bear woken up, and how scared should we be? How frightened should we be? Should we put the rock in front of our cave here to keep the bear out? Should we protect the gains that we made last year, which came so easily? You know what? You can't just make off-the-cuff statements. You have to analyze the facts. I see on CNBC today, later here, I hate to miss this one, a guy saying that I should be buying companies with heavy exposure to Latin America right now as a contrarian play. I wonder if that's the same guy that said that in November. And now he's stuck. I don't know. How bad has Latin America gotten? Is it going to get worse? Does it have any impact on our markets here in the United States? What about China? China's not exactly a streaking dragon anymore. China has slowed down to a crawl. Europe is starting to stumble again. I noticed a big bump in the interest rates of the Greek bond again last year. There seems to be something going on here that's not helpful to our markets right now. In fact, it's causing some nervousness in our markets. We have a new Fed chair who begins today. I guess I was wrong on my start date. Today's the day. Yellen's in charge. And, you know, sometimes people leave right at the top. Maybe Bernanke left when the getting was good. I don't know that he had a choice. I looked at Pete Carroll, who came from USC down here in Southern California, racked up a few national championships. Pete Carroll knew what was coming at USC. NCAA investigations, violations, recruiting violations. The hammer was getting ready to come down on USC. He bolted for Seattle. Good move on Pete Carroll's part. And right after he left, the hammer came down on the USC Trojans. Is the hammer about ready to come down on the economy? And then our markets, is Janet Yellen inherited a mess? Like, was it Lane Kiffin that inherited the mess at USC? He didn't last very long. It's tough when you can't play in any bowl games and you can only recruit so many people and the whole program is tainted. Is the Fed stimulus program tainted now? Well, again, we have to weigh the facts in the matter. The bottom line for me is I'm 45% sitting on the sidelines in cash, and what I do still own, they're holding up okay. But even they have one foot in the door and the other on a banana peel right now. I have a very short leash on anything that I still own. We're going to lay the facts before you today and determine why I put up a yellow flag and what color that flag is right now. Am I back to a green flag? Let's, after this sell-off here, let's put pedal to the metal again. This is a buying opportunity. Let's go contrarian and gobble up these Latin America, Brazil, Argentinian markets. Let's start loading up on China. Is that my stance right now? Well, as you watch CNBC today or whatever financial channel you watch, count how many times somebody comes on with a smile and says, investors shouldn't worry. This will come and this will go. And they'll be sorry that they didn't use this as a buying opportunity. I've heard this time and time and time again. Right on down into the depths of hell, they'll continue to repeat the mantra. Well, you know what? I say to somebody like that, how many stock charts have you looked at recently? Are you just a smiling spokesman for your products that you sell? Are you one that paints a Pollyanna picture so your clients never worry? So when they call up and they say, gee, I'm worried. Well, you shouldn't be worried is what they say. You should be buying more down here at these levels. If you like Cisco 3 months ago, you're going to really like it now. That's the mantra in my industry. It's repeated over and over and over again. That's why I have the financial channels on, but I don't have the sound on because I don't like to get sick. I don't like a stomach ache. I don't like nauseating talk ad infinitum over and over again. I want somebody to come on and tell the truth of what's really happening out there. And the only way you can tell the truth is to be an observer and to watch and to gather as many facts as you possibly can. I adjusted, number one, I spent 2 days on my newsletter over the weekend because I felt like it was that important. It's no longer, you know, just buy a biotech stock and everything's love and roses here. Just buy a small cap U.S. mutual fund and you'll be fine. No, it's not like that anymore. There's been a drastic change in the period of about 4 weeks. A very drastic change in the market. And there's a lot of folks out there that don't want to, either they don't want to admit to it or they're ignorant to it. I also updated valuations on about, almost 1,000 stocks over the weekend now that earnings season has come and gone, we're still in the midst of it, but most of the big boys have reported. And in the process, I looked at 1,000 individual charts. And on a daily basis, I probably look at 500 of the most important charts. I know what's going on in the market. And I'm going to report to you the truth of what I see. And I'm going to back it up with facts, the ranking of the asset classes, the technical pictures of the markets. And don't expect me to say, this is a wonderful buying opportunity. We think folks should be buying good dividend paying stocks here at these levels. When we come back, you're going to get the truth. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where I'm going to do my best here to tell you the real picture of the market right now. And if you listened to me last year, you might have come away with the impression that I'm a permabull, that no matter what the market's like, I'm smiling and dialing and telling everybody all is rosy in the market. Well, it was. All was rosy in the market. Last year, it ended up almost 30%. My aggressive growth accounts were up right at 40%. My income accounts were up 22%. But I'm not a permabull. You can't say that now, can you? If you just listened to me for the last 6 months of last year, you've never heard me when I'm warning you about the market, which I'm doing now, and I'm going to go over the reasons why. You've seen a few yellow flags go up over the years. And, of course, the big picture is we're still in a five-year-old bull market, which will end at some point in time. That's why every time the yellow flag goes up, we're warning that maybe, just maybe, this will turn into the end of that five-year-old bull market. Well, where do we stand today? The January indicator is now negative for the year. The January indicator says, as January goes, so goes the rest of the year. It's been a pretty accurate indicator over the years. Nothing is set in stone. Nothing is guaranteed. But we ended January with the S&P down 3.6%. That increases the probabilities greatly that we'll have a tough year in the market, which I predicted late last year. The Dow is now down 5.3% year to date. The NASDAQ has pretty much been unscathed yet, but if this thing gets worse, it has the furthest to go to the downside, doesn't it? It's the most vulnerable. The NASDAQ is down 1.7% on the year, which is hardly even a pimple on the rear end of an elephant, but it's headed in the wrong direction right now. Small cap stocks, which I said ride for all they're worth last year. I don't own my small cap mutual funds or ETFs anymore. If you've been following along in my newsletter, small caps are now down about 4% so far this year. But here's where the sledding really gets tough. Here's basically the cause of all of this. Latin America is now down 11%. In just 1 month. China is now down 10% in just 1 month. And don't forget, Latin America was down 15% last year and China was down 5%. So we're piling on now. Almost like the Seahawks running up the score on Denver. Same thing's happening in Latin America. The score is being run up. And Latin America, Brazil, Argentina, the eye of the hurricane continue to reel. It's peso devaluation. It's governments gone wild on spending. It's governments printing money. It's government spending more than they take in. It's governments that are corrupt. And now there's a major problem in both Argentina. If you don't believe me, you can look at a chart, ARGT is the Argentina Fund. Ooh, nasty. You can look up EWZ, which is the Brazil Fund. Nasty. And now we've got people on television telling us to buy companies that have heavy exposure to Latin America right now as a contrarian play. No thanks. I talked about Montezuma's Revenge in my article over the weekend in my newsletter, and how you can avoid Montezuma's Revenge, and how easily Montezuma's Revenge can spread to America. It's all you have to do is look at companies that have more than 40% of their business down in Latin America and see how they're holding up right now. You can look at Whirlpool, which I sold before this thing started, before it became a Whirlpool. You can look at Bud. This Bud's for you. You can look at the chart of Budweiser. Is it spreading to America and American companies? Look at a chart of Bud and see if this Bud is for you. Look at a chart of Citigroup, which once again has screwed up and has heavy exposure to one of the worst areas in the world. No wonder Citigroup was a $56 stock at one time and it went down to 90 cents per share. Then they did their whole reverse split thing, and now they're caught up in the Latin American mess. Citigroup looks for trouble. Is it spreading to America? Don't forget China, down 9.9% so far this year. My answer is, how can it not spread to America? You know, last year, even though the emerging markets didn't do that well, the U.S. markets kind of looked the other way, didn't they? And they charged ahead. That's why you can't paint the whole market with the same color paintbrush. You have to look at all the individual brush strokes in the painting, the individual stocks, the asset classes, whatnot, to determine if they're behaving well or not. Now, what's the overall damage to our markets? Let's begin with the S&P 500. Let's look at the technicals. I wrote over the weekend that the S&P 500 has entered into a sideways trend. Okay, that's not the end of the world yet. But I also wrote some critical numbers that the S&P needs to hold on to. In fact, I put 1,770. Guess what? We're at 1,764 right now. It didn't hold. And I said if it breaks below 1770, it would really put the overall market tone on defense, which it now is. Welcome to the market, Janet Yellen. I also showed the five-year uptrend that the market's been in called the bull. It's not threatened yet. So far, this is a secondary reaction within a primary trend. But the market is on defense. And for that reason, I'm sitting on a big, big pile of cash, and I feel comfortable sitting there. I next showed in my newsletter over the weekend, and I've been showing this every week, the progression of this breakdown. I showed you the Dow over the weekend, and I said the critical level for the Dow would be 15,700. Today we're breaking through that on the downside. The Dow is now in major defensive mode. The Dow companies have more exposure to the emerging markets than a lot of the little NASDAQ stocks, but the NASDAQ's going to get caught up in this also. There's no way around it. I said the NASDAQ has support right around 4,000. Well, the NASDAQ's holding on to that level so far, but I also said in the newsletter over the weekend that I would expect to see a test of 4,000 on the NASDAQ this coming week, meaning that almost every stock, every sector, every go-go asset class in the market is at risk right now. I'm happy to be sitting on 45% cash. We may raise more cash. We may go inverse here pretty soon. We'll talk about that when we come back. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio. I hate to sound dire and gloomy here this morning, but at the same time, I have to be truthful. The market is sick right now. It's got even more than just a temperature, in my opinion, and I'm telling you why. Now, that's not the end of the world. Look, we made a lot of money last year. Is there something wrong with protecting our profits here and enjoying the fruits of our labors a little bit and resting? But don't forget, there's going to be opportunities here. There's always something. Even in the year 2008, biotechs had a great year. Pawn shops had a great year. Auto parts stores, Dollar Tree stores had a great year. So I'm starting to see some new opportunities come along. And if Latin America continues to get worse, there's some nice inverse funds on the emerging markets and on Latin America. You know, I hate to make money off of someone else's problems, but you know what? That's why they call it a market. There's buyer and a seller for every transaction that takes place. And for these guys that are coming on TV and telling me I should be a contrarian right now and buy stocks with heavy exposure to Latin America, instead I'm going to take the other side of that argument. And I'm going to buy ETFs that have short exposure to Latin America or to the emerging markets. All right? So it's a market of opinions, and that's what makes the market every single day. And you can take advantage and pick the pockets of the Pollyannas that refuse to look themselves in the mirror in the morning and say, hey, the truth is the market's sick. It's deteriorating. We need to do something here. Instead of staying fully invested in Johnson & Johnson or Cisco or IBM or any other number of big blue chip companies with recognizable names that haven't done anything for the last decade. Well, we've taken a look at the technical picture of the market. It's not a pretty picture right now. In this humble technician's opinion, I think it's going to get worse before it gets better, which creates opportunity, don't forget, because when one thing is getting worse, another thing is getting better, right? When one thing is breaking down, another thing is breaking out to the upside. So we're looking for opportunities this week. I almost pounced last week on a few. I decided, yeah, you know what? Let's wait a little bit. Let's just make sure. I like to have the probabilities on my side, but I see opportunities right now. Not in the traditional, usual areas of the market. A little bit non-traditional, but if they're available to you, why not take advantage of them? And we may just do that here this week. The technicals of the market have been deteriorating since they topped out 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I saw this thing coming December 31st when I threw up the yellow flag in the newsletter. And it's been deteriorating ever since. And it continues to deteriorate. So the technicals of the market, one big strike, one big piece of evidence right now that yells out the word caution. We need some cheerleaders. Give me a C. Give me an A. Give me a U. Caution right now. And I would add in a word in front of caution. Extreme caution right now. Your 401k at work, your IRA, your Roth IRA, your savings, whatever that you've got exposed to the market, because it just doesn't look that good. It's got a temperature, now it's gone beyond a temperature. Next, the ranking of the asset classes. On a relative basis, the same asset classes are still leading the market. However, on an absolute basis, the grades have gone down. The best ranked asset class out there right now is the microcap index. But no longer is it an A. It's a B. When the best ranked asset class is a B, that's indicative of a market that's not real healthy. And even though on a relative basis, the NASDAQ is still the second-ranked asset class, it surely looks vulnerable to me right now. And even though small cap value is still the third ranked asset class right now, don't forget, the other part of my equation besides the rankings is the technical analysis, the looking at the charts. And we just went through the charts, and the charts are not healthy. And even though something remains on a relative basis as the best asset class out there, when the chart doesn't look good, I move away from it. That's really the final determinant when I buy and sell something is how the chart looks. And even though the mid-cap stocks are still barely hanging in there, they're vulnerable right now, especially after a really good year last year. And it would appear as we enter into a new week that things continue to get worse. I don't see myself being a avid buyer of small and mid and micro cap stocks this week. I see myself in protecting real actively those things that I still own. Okay, the worst asset classes in the market right now. It's still inverse the S&P 500. You may have had a few good days, but over the last month, over the last 3 months, over the last year, over the last 3 years, you've absolutely been crushed being a bear on the market. Now, the bears are finally starting to wake up. Having said that, short the S&P 500, just out and out short the entire market, still comes in at number 3,786. Yes, it's going to rise a little bit, but it's still a D. It's not time yet to throw this switch completely from forward into reverse. That would be radical. Gold is still not a good bet here. Gold does not like a Fed that's tapering. Gold wants a Fed that's doing what Argentina is doing, right? The emerging markets are still a horrible asset class to be in. And anything commodity related is still a horrible asset class to be invested in. Those are still the worst asset classes to be in. Now, you would think that with the market starting to stumble here, that it's a good time to be a contrarian and to step up to the plate and buy gold and to buy the emerging markets. I don't believe in contrarian investing. Contrarian arguments get crushed all the time. I would rather wait till the evidence tells me that it's okay now. Now it's time to flip the switch from forward to reverse. And I'm nibbling in this area. I think you've got to nibble in the most vulnerable areas in the market if you're going to think about being inverse. I think you have to look at inverse Latin America, inverse Brazil, inverse the emerging markets, inverse China. That's where the real problems are. That's where the real vulnerability is to begin with. And then we get sucked in later if it continues to happen. And you say, well, how does Montezuma's revenge spread to America? Aren't we insulated? No. I just gave you several examples of companies that are now being impacted. We sell Coca-Cola in Latin America. We sell cars to Latin America. We sell appliances to Latin America. We have banking relationships with Latin America. There's many companies that have heavy exposure to Latin America, let alone China, which is also having its share of problems right now. And then I looked at the various sectors around the world, which we'll talk about when we come back. What's on the buy list this week? What do I have on my watch list? There's definitely some interesting things occurring here. There's some interesting things occurring in the income arena. Utilities are starting to break out after a terrible year last year. It's funny how that income arena can be quite lucrative if you know where how to follow the money around. One year it was REITs that exploded. One year it was mortgage REITs and real estate REITs. Sometimes it's fixed income in the bond market, like 2008. Other times it's utilities or railroad stocks. You just never know where the income opportunities are going to come from, but they're starting to pop up all over the place. And lastly, don't forget that inverse opportunity that's out there. You can do a Google search on all the inverse funds that are available to you. I looked at every single one of them over the weekend. I looked at the chart of them, and I noted about three or four that really look interesting right now. So on the one hand, yeah, the market's not doing too good, and it does look a little gloomy. But on the other hand, there's some opportunity coming out of this. We'll talk about that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where it's all I can do is tell you the truth and no less. I do not like the market right now. It continues to deteriorate. This all began right about the turn of the year when I put up a yellow flag on the market. Number one, I didn't like the fact that we had such a big year last year. Things have a tendency to snap back towards the mean if you are a mathematician or a numbers person like I am. I saw a lot of stocks that were beginning to top out and run out of steam at the top. That's never a good sign. I saw a market that got stretched from a valuation point of view. For the first time in 5 years, the forward PE of the stocks that I follow, average forward PE, rose to over 19. I saw a Fed that is now no longer behind us. They are now cutting back. They're removing the spike from the punch bowl. No question about it. And it appears that they'll continue on this course for a while. Throw in Montezuma's revenge, a bad case of Montezuma's revenge coming from Argentina and Brazil in particular, where Brazil will have the World Cup this year. What's it, starting summertime? They've got abandoned buildings all over Brazil. Bureaucracy, government graft, corruption. Sounds like they need a turnaround expert down there to turn the World Cup around. It's a mess right now. We'll see how things work out. Plus, Brazil's spending a lot of money on infrastructure. That costs money. That doesn't really bring money into the country. And it's spreading. It's spreading to Whirlpool. It's spreading to Avon, it's spreading to Budweiser, it's spreading to Citigroup, and a number of other countries that do business down south of the border. And, of course, China, the sleeping giant, which woke up many years ago, is also infected right now. So, you know what? Look, everything's cyclical in life. You got to make money on the up cycles, you got to run like crazy, and I was telling you all along, eventually the big chill's going to come and you better stack your hay up and put it in the barn and keep it through the winter, because eventually a winter will come. Now, this could just be a correction that comes and goes. We've had lots of those during the five-year bull market. If you look at the five-year chart of the bull, it's still intact. We are still in a primary uptrend, enough said. That equals a bull market. But along the way, in a bull market, secondary downtrends occur. And so far, we're just in the early stages of a secondary downtrend. We've overcome many of these along the way. And I don't know if we'll overcome this one or not, or if this is the beginning of the end. It's way too soon to say this is the beginning of the end. Right now, it's a secondary reaction within a primary uptrend. So the bulls are still behind you. Having said that, I've also made the statement that I think the biggest factor that will eventually bring this bull to its knees will be the Fed. And guess what? Now we have the Fed working against us instead of working for us. Now Yellen may come in and, who knows, rally the troops again and start injecting the stimulus and pull out the spike that's been spiking the punch bowl once again. We don't know. She really has not said anything on her own. It was still Bernanke's Fed until today. And now we'll see. Yellen may come riding in on a white horse to the rescue of this market, which is getting sicker by the day. So we just have to watch. I'm 50%, 45, very close to 50% in the safety of cash right now. That means on down days, I only suffer half as much. And on up days, I only participate in half as much. I just think the volatility warrants that. And I didn't choose 50% as a number. It's happened through natural attrition. And during the break, I just sold another one. One that's been good to me. I sold my Old Dominion Freight Lines, which I've talked about many times of what a great stock it is. But you know what? Even great stocks are not immune. In fact, I sold Old Dominion for a 40% profit. Is there anything wrong with that? I don't like the way it's behaving right now. And I'm going to look at everything that I own today. And if I don't like the way it's behaving, who knows? By the end of the day, I might be 100% cash. I make decisions one decision at a time. You've got to be methodical in the market. There may be some things that are still hanging in there, although it's pretty hard for one or two sectors in the market to hold up the entire market on its shoulders, like the biotech sector has been doing, and the pharmaceutical, and the aerospace, and the healthcare sector. Those are really the only healthy sectors in the market right now. And if this continues to spread, they're going to get infected too. Now, there may be individual stocks here and there, just like 2008, that flourished when the market didn't flourish, like AutoZone did, and Dollar Tree, and First Cash Financial, and Easy Pawn, and others like that. But it's pretty hard for a sector or two to flourish when the market gets sick. And so I would expect if it gets worse, there's no question in my mind that the biotechs, well, let me repeat, the four sectors still behaving okay. Biotechs, pharmaceuticals, aerospace, and the healthcare sector. That's about it. And now they're starting to catch cold also. So we may look to the reverse side of things. We didn't have inverse funds back in 2008. Like we did now. In fact, somebody sent me a tweet. How did you handle 2008? He says, so what did happen to you? I invented my app in 2008. And I came away with experience that hopefully will help me when there's going to be another 2008. We don't want another 2008 to happen to our portfolios. In fact, as I look back on 2008, had I had my app fully functional, I might have walked away with some profits in 2008 because there was plenty of opportunity out there. But now I've got the app. I'm not making any promises. I'm not making any guarantees, nothing like that. I take it a day at a time and a decision at a time. And just as I see stocks starting to break down all over the place, all over the map, I'm also seeing some things start to break out to the upside. So you may want to stay tuned this week. On Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, and we write the newsletter every week. If nothing else, read my newsletter from this past week, pwstreet.com, that's pwstreet.com, or give us a call at 855-611-BEST, that's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.